Welcome to this month's guided meditation. As we normally do, I'd like to begin by inviting you to become aware of the surface supporting you. Each time we come together to do these meditations, we have an opportunity to deepen our experience of support, to deepen our willingness to receive it. So, notice the sensations in your body as your body receives the presence and the support of the surface under you. There's nothing to do here. There's just this invitation to notice. And as you notice receiving the presence of the support under you right now, I invite you also to allow one of your out-breaths to become an invitation to settle into your internal support, the support you carry with you all the time in your body, mind, being. So notice what happens as you travel with the out-breath down to the bottom of the breath, perhaps, landing in that place that is your own home base. There in that landing place inside you, I invite you to notice the qualities of your own essence, your own presence. The qualities that you radiate and emanate into your environment just because you're there. Notice how your own presence, your own essence, is the body-mind source of your presence. A source of support deep within your own being. And I invite you as well to become aware of the presence of our global human intelligence, creativity, and wisdom, the field that we generate of the shared consciousness of all of us, the field to which we contribute and from which we draw in every moment, usually unconsciously. This global field and global presence is an enormous source of support and inspiration. So I invite you to take a few moments now to explore your experience of this ever-present global support. As you experience whatever sensations or feelings or thoughts may emerge, let's return as well to our underlying theme of oneness. And within this global field of human wisdom, creativity, and intelligence, there is a wide diversity of belief, of practices, of relationship to something larger than the individual self. Within that diversity, we receive inspiration all the time, even when it's fundamentally different from our everyday worldview. In a world of oneness, everything has a place. And the metaphor I'd like to offer for this month's meditation is a rainbow. You might think of yourself as a rainbow with all the different parts of you that make up your body, mind, being, your presence, your unique note in the world. Just as we can't remove a color from the rainbow, even as we may have preferences for which colors we prefer, which colors we're not so drawn to. So within the context of our own wholeness, there's nothing to remove. Instead, all of the colors of our being, even the ones we don't prefer, add to the depth and richness of who we are. Just as there might be colors that you wear more often, and colors that you really never put on, there might be parts of the rainbow of your being that you choose not to express overtly in the world. And yet they're there if you need them or want them. They're there to add a rich tone to your own empathy. For example, perhaps there's a color of your being that you feel is too vulnerable or too aggressive. And yet, being in touch with that particular color deepens your empathy with other people who don't yet have the capacity to choose not to wear that color, for example. So I'm going to be silent now for a little bit of clock time as you explore your meditative experience of the rainbow that is you. Notice your body as you contemplate the theme of our meditation, bringing into awareness whatever sensations accompany your awareness. Let's expand our meditation now to include the rainbow that is humanity. All the various cultures, all the various belief systems, all the many ways that human beings have of being in the world. Remember, we cannot remove any color in the rainbow. We can notice our preferences, our particular likes and dislikes. What's important to be aware of here is that every color has its place. notice the experience in your body and in your psyche as you encompass all the colors of the rainbow of human diversity in thought, in racial characteristics, in religion, in beliefs, in practices. Notice as you encompass the incredible variety of this rainbow expression. What happens in your body? What happens in your psyche? All colors of the rainbow in you and in the human family have a place. And in our exploration of oneness this year, I invite you to bring your curiosity, your awareness to your experience of the presence of the immense and creative diversity that nature prefers in a healthy ecological system. That it is in this very diversity within the rainbow of your being and the rainbow of our being that we discover such creativity and wisdom. Notice how you are deeper as a human being because you have an entire rainbow of options in your expression, in your ways of being. As a species, we are deeper and richer as humans because of the beautiful rainbow that we create together. If you discover any mixed feelings, that's a beautiful gift because it brings more awareness to your preferences, your likes, and your dislikes. And remember that we always take these journeys with curiosity and in a way that allows judgments to inevitably arise, but then move on as we come back to pondering our theme of oneness. And so for this time, if you feel like you want to continue meditating, that's lovely. I'm going to stop speaking in just a moment. And so as you explore the creative, diverse beauty of a rainbow, I wish you well. Until next time.